For 2019, Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, known as FAPSI, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on the Food Files, we'll dive into super powders with baking specialist Renee Nelson. We've all heard of superfoods in popular health programs, but for super powders, they're more than a catchy food trend. They bring more to the table.
It's a powder that gives you a unique health attribute.
These super powders, with their concentrated levels of specific nutrients, could be the answer to many dietary deficiencies, including those who don't receive enough fiber in their day-to-day nutrition. Surprisingly, fiber deficiencies are much more common than you would think.
So there was an article in the Journal of Nutrition in May of 2012 that said that greater than 90% of adults and children fall short of meeting their daily fiber recommendation. And so since this article was published in 2012, we've learned, like this past year and the year before, that our gut health is extremely important. They're calling it our second brain. How much is regulated in our gut affects our mental health and our whole immune system. Getting enough fiber plays a huge role in your gut working correctly.
Now, these powders are unique and can make living a healthier lifestyle easy and convenient. But with all new food trends, there are some dietary risks that consumers need to be aware of. These include underlying food allergies you wouldn't anticipate.
Some of the protein powders or flours even that are available in the grocery stores, you wouldn't know it, but you could have an allergic response. Darren Scott, a food scientist here, and myself just wrote a fact sheet about a product you can see at the grocery store in the flour aisle. It's called a lupine flour, L-U-P-I-N-E. And it's sold here in the U.S. because it's an option for gluten-free flour. It's mainly grown in Europe or Australia as a legume. But if you're allergic to peanut, you're also allergic to that flour. But you would never know it by reading. And so you may not know it, and you might purchase it to use. Oh, well, I'll just try this flour, and I'll put it in a cookie. And you don't think to tell anyone, and you take them somewhere.
Regardless, super powders are easy to add to any recipe, and in small quantities will not only add nutrients like antioxidants, fiber, or protein to any meal, but they also don't affect the food item's overall taste. If you're interested in purchasing a super powder to add to your everyday diet, check out online purchasing platforms, your local health food store, and even some grocery stores nearby. Thank you, Renee. FAPSI, a part of OSU's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know while on the go, download the FAPSI Connect app today.